Begin the current daf, Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Beis. We begin on the Beis. We begin the new perek, the 12th perek of Masechet Shabbos, perek Habayna, which Taisis wonders that Tzarech Lidin with Taisim Masla Habayna. Tzarech Lidin Tam, you have to give a reasoning. I might turn Habayna. Why are we teaching the melacha of Habayna regarding building Achazrika Beitzah as the melacha of throwing and the Beitzah, which were the theme of the previous parakim, which seemingly that's not in the order of the Lamtes melachas. Kshimnik says the master says, begins the words of the Gemara, Maka Bepatish. Taisa explain, what is this malacha of Maka Bepatish hitting with the hammer? Which the Mishnah said that one lama says malachas, the measurement is even a minute amount. So Pesh Bekuntras, he explains, Shemafaitis by a sasela, it's when you crack off the rock, La'achash Achatzva, after you quarried it, that last hit, that gets it totally detached from the ground, that's Maka Bepatish. Such Taisa of Einirlui, that does not seem to be correct to the Ri. To the Mishkan, I have a binyabon, in the Mishkan, there was no structure made out of stone. But they shavik tana gemar malacha the kam, and the tana is not going to leave alone learning out the end of the malachas of vessels the havah b'mishkan, which was in the mishkan, but not can makar patish eben and learn out hitting of the hammer on stone do they have a mishkan which was not in the mishkan. So rather el nir l'ri rather seem to the read the high makar patish this hitting the hammer high no makosh achron this is the last hit shemaka alakli which you hit on the vessel b'shas gemar malacha when you finish the conclusion of the work which that last hit that finishes it up. That's the concept which was by Kalim that they made in Mishkan, not specifically by stone. And therefore, that is the malachic concept of Makav HaPatash. Pesimik says the Master begins with words of the Gemara, Kol Shehu. When you said in the Mishnah, you have even the minute amount, Lamai Chazi, what's it fit for? So he's going to explain that why do you need to learn out a source for the measurement from the Malachas HaMishkan, which we're trying to figure out, where do you find such a parallel in the Mishkan? Tais explains that although generally the Malachas are learned from the Mishkan, but generally the measurements are not, says Taisis Davka Hocha Itzuk Lefushe Dhava de Kabaseba Mishkan. Specifically over here, we had to explain that you find such a parallel in the Mishkan of the measurement of a koshu, Mishum Blei Chashav Binyan Koshu, because generally a minute amount is not considered significant. So we define the parallel that in the Mishkan there was even for a minute amount to show why over here it's also going to be for the Malach of Shabbos. But let's say in contrast, Maitzi Itrin and Papel is koshu, but someone carries a tar or small amount of pepper in his mouth. That we said, Yosef Michayev Kol Shu. That's because Svaru the Michayev. That's logical, and since that's the normal way of doing it, if we didn't have to find a source, how that was also the same way in the Mishkan. Ketinik says, Master begins the words of the Gemara Hachir, saying, this is the text. Hamet Sadeh, that's a Eben Chayev. Someone is positioning the stone, he's going to be liable. So this clarifies the Girsa. That is, we said that if someone positions the bottom stone, even without cement, is going to be chayiv. Taisa says, Velegir seen the Girsa is not Meshum Makab Patish because of Makab Patish, as if like that finished it off. Because the Maskana Mukil Batata, the Gemara, and the conclusion teaches that this halacha position of the stone is talking about the bottom row. So the Shaykh Shah Makam Patish, which that cannot be Makam Patish, because that's actually not the end, it's the bottom row. The end is the top row. But like Morava says, because that Katikab Bainu is still talking about the Malach of Bainu, but not Makam Patish. Therefore, it's obvious that this is because of Baina and not because of Makam Patish. Then next says the Master begins the words of Gemara, Tamech, according to your reasoning, Amos Abel, look at this Eifo. Afila, hi, asking on Shmuel. Look at this Eifo. Afila, Hela, Gabi Dimas, we see that even more stringent than Shmuel, that even if you just put on to the top row without even positioning, you see over there that you're going to be chayv. Taisis explains not to have the girsa as we have it of Amar B'Yisi. Because the Gemara, but Shmuel's teaching, if you just position the stones, you're chayv. The Gemara, I would let the Braisa says, one places the stone, one puts the clay, only one that does the tits can be chayv, but just positioning is not going to be chayv. Which the Gemara answers, which I taste the Masl quotes, says, what are you asking on Shmuel? According to your reason, look at the Sefer. Says, even if you just put on without positioning, you're chayv. So why asking on Shmuel? Taisa says, so but like you're saying, the gears is not Reb Yisi or not fell hell. Reb Yisi says this halacha the same, that even if you just put it on without him positioning, that you mean chayv. Because the Igar Sinle, if that would be the text, my kamal tamech. So what's he going to say? According to your reasoning, that what's how do you understand the sefer? What do you mean? Hapliger Rabban Alev. The Rabban disagree with that, and they hold yes, just placing is not going to be chayv. And Taisa says so too, but Taisa did not mean like you're they don't have this gears, and therefore the Gemara could say tamech because it's not Reb Yisi, it's all the Rabbanon, and therefore what are you asking? But the Gemara has to come to the conclusion to show that it's not difficult on anyone that there's just three different stages of the structure of the wall. The next is the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Ha'isa Neked Balul, so makes a hole in the chicken coop. Tais asks that why are we teaching Makar HaPatish between Mesasis and Mekedeach? That is because the Gemara says if someone makes a hole in the chicken coop so that the bad odor should come out and not be harmful, Rav says the Chivis is because Baina, which you're finishing the structure of the chicken coop, and Shmuel says because Makar HaPatish. Taisa says, Kashal Rav is difficult on Rav. The Amar Mishum Boini says the problem about making the hole in the chicken coop is because of building. So my hipstick makwe pantish. So why is the Tanda the Mishnah saying makwe pantish between chiseling and drilling, which is making a hole, where they have a tavai mishum bainer. Both of those, mesasis and kedeach, according to Rav, are both because of building. So why are you putting makwe pantish between those two cases? And so too says to Shmuel Nami, according to Shmuel also, that he says mesasis and kedeach are because of makwe pantish. Listen to tavai, you should see both mesasis and kedeach, but how they're done together. And the Tosfos remains with the question, doesn't understand why we're putting makwe pantish between them, or not putting mesasis and kedeach together. Tunic says in the master begins the words of the Gemara, Haiman the Isle Shupta Bikafina. Someone puts the peg by the handle of the hoe, Rav Machai Bishabin, Rav says Machai because of building. So it's going to explain that why don't we say what's known throughout Shas that Im Binyan Bekel? That is because the Gemara says from Rav that if someone puts a smaller piece of wood by the handle of the hoe to make it stay tight, not to get dislodged when doing the work, it's Chayfa Baina. Says Taisis Vavigab the Kamal, though we know the rule is that ain't bin Mikalim, there's no building by vessels. There's no halacha building a vessel. So what's this bain bin chayiv for the hoe, for this tool? I mean, he says, Dahina Dafka Bach Zara's Batitrisan. When do we say that there's no building by vessels? That's specifically like putting back the shutters of a store, which are big boxes where there's no baina when you're putting back the shutters. It's not a real structure. It's just putting it back in place. It's not creating a new entity. Or let's say a menorah shachulia. So let's say a menorah made out of different parts, where when you put it back, you're not really creating a new structure. It's meant to be taken back and forth like the shutters. But a full-fledged structure, mechai became says taisis, yes, there would be a liability by utensils, just like there is binyan by something on the ground. Like the Gemara says on the Mimzayim et Alv, it talks about the bed of the tarsim, which are the coppersmiths, that they would take these beds, portable beds with themselves, that it says, if you put in tightly the parts, even though that's a kli, which is a bed. So to maxi kenei menorah, if someone puts back the parts of a menorah, chayiv chatas, chayiv for chatas, even though it's a kli. So to bekeren agula, a round horn, which is some type of a musical instrument, also says, if you talk about it, you see that there is an isra baina by kale. But Chase has just said, there's no difference between utensils and the ground. Only when there's no real strengthening and craftsmanship. But those things, the clay is not considered a building. And regarding something on the ground, it is considered a binyan. But things that are full-fledged, like Argamar, are going to be considered a binyan. And then Chase clarifies, says, says, when you put your Erev Tchumen, Bemigdol in a closet in the tower, and you lose the key to the closet, so you can't access your Erev. So the Tanakhama says it's an Erev. Leazar says that if you don't know that the key is in its place, it's not an Erev. The Gemara asks, why does the Tanakhama hold it's an Erev? But you're in one place and your Erev is another place, and since you can't take it, you should not be your Kinyan Shvisa. The Mukila Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, they explain the Migdal Shalates is talking about a chest made out of wood. The Marasavar Klihu, the Tanakhama held that it's considered Kli. They ain't Binyan Mikalim. There's no building by vessel. And therefore, when you break the chest, it's also not a problem, but seisr bekalim. So it's not considered you're in one place, you're in another place, because you could just break the door and take your eruv. Mar sava oil, who wears rebbe, has a hell that, no, it's considered an oil. Therefore, you cannot break it. Therefore, it's not an eruv. So one thing says, Taisis sounds like that according to everyone, there's no binyan bekalim. And that says, Taisis, hasa mari b'minil v'kotar b'misna. They're talking about where it's locked with a rope, where tearing the rope is not an isav seisr. And even if there would be an Issa bin Mr. Bekalim, since it's not a Maisa Uman, that's why you wouldn't be a Chai for bin Bekalim over there. Because the Masaka Baila B'Saib, like actually Abai concludes at the end. And then Taisa clarifies, he says, and it's just that in the beginning of the Sugi, the Gemara did not have to explain that it's Toma such a case, because it was obviously Toma like this. Why? Because in any other way, like Taisa is saying, yes, then there actually would be a problem about destroying a building in the vessel. So therefore, that's why we knew, and we didn't have to say, that it was actually talking about with a rope, and not that you're breaking through the closet. And so it sounds like, it sounds like that from the fact that he says it's Toma such a case, where it's tied with a rope, and you need a knife to cut that, and the machlekes was, are you allowed to move the knife for that purpose or not? Which sounds like that the reason why he's talking about specifically talking about the case of a rope, halavah, because if not for that, then actually, aser, that it actually That is talking about like it's like a seal on a vessel, where we say you're allowed to undo it. It's not like any problem about bainum, because that sounds like halacha vachi. But if not for that, then usher and actually would be forbidden to break the chest. And that's because, like we're saying, because there is binyan and steer bekalim. And now Tay says ubereshu yidaparach in the beginning of that sugya. Everyone, the Gemara asks on the Mishnah regarding when you put it in the chest and you lose the key that it's an Erev, and the Gemara says, Vamai, but why? Who is in one place, the Erev is in another place. And the reason is because now they break the locks. It says, I've got the stam migdal shal etzu, even though generally the closets, their chest, they were made out of wood. The avakli, kedemuch bekamaduk, it's obviously many different places. But, meikara havasavar, originally the Gemara thought, the Ari does so much that you don't take it by a bona fide breaking, which would break it. Then we said that since the problem is Steer Bekalim, that's why the Gemara is asking, you cannot get it because he's in one place and the Arab is in another place. Begins the word of the Gemara, the chicken coop. Chase explains that why is that not boina? The Gemara had a machlekes regarding if someone makes a hole in the chicken coop to let the air out. Rav says, Yechai, because it's building. Shmuel says, Makom Patish. So Tais is bothered that why doesn't Shmuel hold that boina? It's a structure. It's because the Lechosh Shmuel boina doesn't consider the whole as binyan, because I'm a read. The read says, Shmuel Lechosh by Pesach, Osla Hakmas Laitzi. A Pesach to be qualified has to be that it takes in and takes out. Here it's only letting out, not letting in. Because of that, he held it's not going to be considered building a Pesach in the chicken coop. Tinek begins the words of Gemara, Bahamak Tarti, but by these two, a Mamaydi Bukhul, I would say that he would agree, etc. Which the Gemara had a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel by three different cases, one by chiseling, one by making a hole in the chicken coop, and one by putting a small little peg in the handle of the hoe is a liability because of bain, like Rav says, or like Shmuel says, because of Makom Patish. The Gemara says why you need all three cases. Taisis takes it a little bit further. He says, Umikamaisa, and from the first case, which the Machlekes is regarding chiseling, from the last case where the machlekes is regarding putting the peg in the hole, even if you had the first and the last, you also would not know the middle case, which is making the hole in the chicken coop. That as what's bothering Taisus is that even though that it's more a derech abinyan than putting in the peg into the hole, and if according to Rabbi Chaim Fabayna for the last case, for sure in this case, and it's also less building than chiseling. And if according to Shmuel by chiseling, you're not chayef abayna, so in this case, as the Taz is coming to say, Taz is addressing, still, I would have thought to say that according to everyone would agree that a Pesach that's made to take out and to take in by the chicken coop would be derech binyan. Here the whole machlekes is only by the opening of the chicken coop, which only meant to take in ear and let out bad ear, is that considered Pesach according to Yechai because of Baina, because it's considered Pesach, even though it's only made to bring in ear and to let out the bad ear, according to Shmuel, that the letting out and the letting in the ear is not considered, like we said in the previous places, us lahayt lahachnas, and therefore you have to say, even over here in this case, that you would not know from Shmuel, from the first halacha, and even though you knew Rav from the last halacha, you wouldn't have known their machlekes even in this middle case, therefore you have to say all three cases, not just like what the Gemara is saying, when knowing the first two, you wouldn't know the third, or the third, you wouldn't know the first two, even if you had the first and the third, so it says you, we still wouldn't know the middle case.